Now, if you are a great lover and devotee of music, I think probably you'd better go. This is the kind of thing that it's like losing one part of a jigsaw puzzle, you know, and you can't find that part, and how frustrating it is. Well, that's the way these boys leave me once in a while on a chord. But it's a lot of fun to listen to them because I think they're having fun. Let me introduce them to you. On my left here, this little guy is Joe Shirek of Louisville, Kentucky. Next to Joe is Rick Barr of Kokomo, Indiana, and there is a Kokomo, Indiana. This is Joe Cave, you've already met a while ago, now taking his hair down. And this is Phil Shaw of Union City, Indiana. And I'll tell you something about Phil after the numbers, maybe. Buzz, you may do two. Make them good, will you? Two good ones. You know, like you had.
Cruising along in my old Model T.
We're rolling.
Nothing to worry us, you and me.
One headlight.
No hydromatic or Dynaflow drive.
No taillight.
All the four cylinders are jumping with jive. And as we're cruising along, hail, the gang is all here.
My honey.
All we need now is one hand to steer.
Oh, honey.
Cuddle up closer. Make love to me.
You know we're
cruising in my Model T. And I mean cruising. Cruising in my Model T. Clench our rims and two-wheel brakes. No shock absorbers, got the shimmy shakes. Armstrong starter and painted black. So round, so firm, and so fully packed. Two little spigots to check the oil. Driver too hard and sheer haul off and board. Raise a seat and we'll take on some gas. We'll buy 2 gallons and we hope it will last. Cruising along in my old Model T, we're rolling on to worry us, you and me.
One headlight,
no hydromatic or Dynaflow drive.
No taillight,
all the four cylinders are jumping with jive. And as we're cruising along here, the gang is all here.
My honey,
all we need now is one hand to steer.
Oh, honey.
Make love to me. Cruising in my Model T, and I mean cruising, cruising in my Model T. Beams. You're the flower of my heart.
Here's a young man that is a junior at Purdue. I think probably when he left his native Panama, he aimed to stop at Notre Dame because his name is Isaac Peltinovich. But we're awfully happy that he stopped at Purdue, and we think you'll greatly enjoy him. He's a double threat, really. First place, he's one of the greatest entertainers I think I've ever heard, because he is a great devotee of the late Al Jolson. He's really studied all of the records of Al Jolson and does a beautiful job. I think he makes a couple other radio announcers and so forth look pretty bad at this sort of thing. I think he's one of the greatest. And then in the second place, he's a very fine athlete, for he also is a member of the first five of the Panamanian basketball team, which is the Olympic championship basketball team. And that's a pretty good league, too. And he flies out of Purdue occasionally down South America someplace and plays a ball game, plays professional ball during vacation time, sings at the Glee Club during school time, and goes to Purdue occasionally. Mr. Isaac Peltinovich, let's have a nice hand for Pelty. Wait, please. Here we go. Come on.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I know where that sun shines best. Mammy, my little mammy, my heartstrings there tangle around Alabama. I'm a-coming, sorry that I made you wait. I'm a-coming, hope and pray that I'm not late. Oh, mammy, my little mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Mammy, my little mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I know well that sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's mammy but my little mammy. My heartstrings there tangle around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord, Lord, please make I'm not late. Mammy, mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. climb upon my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, 'cause I love you so, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue for me, sonny boy. Friends, all of my friends, they may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you 'cause they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too, sonny boy.
Isaac Peldanovich. Thank you, Peldy. Thank you very much. I should like to introduce a boy that I think you'd like to see and like to know about for just a second. First of all, he was born in Oklahoma. He went to Texas A&M and Southern Methodist Universities. He got his advanced degrees from that little school south of Lafayette, 100 miles there, commonly known as Kinsey Institute. Indiana University. He taught 2 years at Iowa State and joined our faculty 5 years ago, a very wonderful pianist and accompanist, Mr. John W. Farley. I don't think he will. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. To John Farley.
Thank you, Jeff.
This boy looks a little different than I. He's younger and slender. But I want him to do something for you that I think you'll enjoy. We've learned a song about his native land, the place where he was born. And I think you sing it for us, we'll back him up. How about it? This is Mr. Ed Wong.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the darkies are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the blue. Birds make music all the day. Oh, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. I will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home. Away.
Mr. Ed Wong, born and reared in Louisville, Kentucky. You see, what I'm getting at is the fact that he may look a little different, but he's just as American as I. You can't tell much about looking at me as to what I might be. I'll tell you, in case you're interested, I'm half Scotch and half Swedish. And I often tell them that makes me a dumb tightwad, but you know... The thing, you can't tell about people in this great country of ours, can you? Isn't it interesting? I tell Ed he's the only guy in the world that looks like Chiang Kai-shek and says, "You all." But what I'd like to do, and I'm leading up to, is to introduce a Cleveland boy. The boy whose home I was with this afternoon, where I had this very wonderful dinner, Russian dinner. I remember during the war, during the time of the Japanese war, we didn't play Madame Butterfly. It wasn't done. You shouldn't do it. We didn't do Wagnerian music during the German war. How silly can we be? Here is a wonderful guy, Russian. Not red, certainly. United States Army boy. Top drawer, secret FBI clearance, whatever you call that thing. John Romanchik of Cleveland, and doing a Russian song. Come on, John, and do it for us, will you? Come on, let's go. John Romanchik, let's have a nice time.
Две гитары за стеной жалобно заныли. С детства памятный мотив мили это тили. Петь вас еще раз, еще много-много раз. Петь вас еще раз, еще много-много раз. То ты я знаю, год твой в ла миноре, и мелодию твою в частом переборе. Петь вас еще раз, еще много-много раз. Петь вас еще раз, еще много-много раз.
John Romantic. John Romantic. And here's one. And we only got two more, I promise. One and an encore. Or one, I mean, a finale. No encore. I'm sorry. We don't sing. We don't sing encores. One and a finale. Here's a boy that's truly American. Let me tell you why. You figure it out. Now, I always get... Somebody writes me a couple of ornery letters about this remark. I'm saying it in fun and truth. Here's a boy that's decidedly American. You listen and see if you don't think so. 4 years ago, he went to the Marine Corps. Of course, that makes him American. When he went to the Marine Corps, he sent his girl to college. He got out when she graduated. And so he married her so she could work his way through school. And to show you how clever he is, she got an awfully good job. She's a chemist. But she had to get a job in Indianapolis. That's 65 miles away from Lafayette. And that's a little difficult to work out. So he talked her into taking an apartment in Lebanon, Indiana, which is exactly halfway between Indianapolis and Lafayette. Then he talked her into buying two cars so she could drive to Indianapolis and he could drive to Lafayette, you see, and they could meet back there occasionally. Smart boy. Mr. Al Hemmer, very wonderful voice. I think you'll enjoy him. Mr. Hemmer, please, sir.
And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendid thing. And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendid day.
Al Hemmer.
Al Hemmer. Thank you.
We'd like truly to tell you how very, very much we have enjoyed being here. This has really been a wonderful thing because you're a magnificent audience. We love a good audience. It's been our practice for years and years and years, 24 years, as a matter of fact, I've directed this B Club, For 24 years, it's been our practice to close each number with each program with the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and we've never broken it. Every performance is closed with the Battle Hymn. Before we do, however, we want to express again our appreciation to the Purdue Club of Cleveland and to the Rotary Club and to the management of this building, to Mr. Orchard, that wonderful guy who took such wonderful care of us here from the Recreation, the Board of Education, whatever it is they do here. Anyway, he's a great guy, and all the other fine people, and you start this, you know, you always get your foot in your mouth because you can't possibly name everybody. We just like to tell you thanks a lot. We hope that someday you'll let us come back to Cleveland again. We'd like very much to. Soloist in the Battle Hymn is Mr. John Romancic, and that's not a put-up deal. He is the regular soloist in the Battle Hymn. Sometimes people think because we're in a hometown, and we do that too occasionally, and that's the reason why I wanted to make sure that you understood he was the regular one, you see. Mr. Farley, I'm sure, joins me. Mr. McGuire joins me in expressing for the boys again thanks and appreciation the Battle Hymn.
And amps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching on.
Yes. Thank you.